Here.
Loho here. Runner. Alquist.
Here.
Alquist here. Blakesley. Here. Blakesley here. Hancock.
Here.
Hancock here. Huff. Blue. Blue here. Price. Price here. Smidian.
Here.
Smidian here. Vargas.
We have a quorum. Do we have an author? Welcome, Senator Wright.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, members, I just have one bill today. It's kind of sort of a district bill. SB 477 is kind of an agreement that has been worked out between five school districts within my Senate district. Lenox, Hawthorne, Lawndale, and Wiseburn are all K-8 districts. Wiseburn seeks to become a unified district where they would eventually have a high school that would be fully operational. The concern was that if you simply took Wiseburn out, it would have bankrupted Centinela Valley, which is the overlaying high school district for the four K-8 districts that I described. This agreement essentially will have Wiseburn continuing to pay into the Centinela Valley system. It will not disadvantage the other four K-8 districts. It gives Wiseburn the opportunity to operate more into the El Segundo area where they've been prominent. All four of the districts have signed an agreement that they're okay with it going forward. There's been some concern raised about the base rate that would be paid through a unified versus the other district. We will probably have to do some cleanup work there as there's not sufficient time to amend it at this point. But I would ask for your aye vote today, and it'll take a bit of time before we get it completely done anyway, and we will address the base rate issue that was raised by finance.
Fine. Can you just, to clarify now, Wiseburn wants to become a unified school district.
K-12.
K-12, right, and have the high school. Centinela, which is a Centinela Valley Union High School District.
Right.
Immediately would have difficulties with this without, is that what you said?
Yeah, the challenge, for years this had kind of been a battle between the two, and what we had to work out was an agreement whereby Wiseburn's exit would not cause a financial hardship on Centinela Valley, because the other three districts that would remain within Centinela Valley would have been financially disadvantaged if you just took Wiseburn out and didn't have a fee arrangement to cover the exit cost and some of the things.
Where is Wiseburn? I mean,
Wiseburn technically is an unincorporated area that is just adjacent to El Segundo. It is kind of between El Segundo and Hawthorne, but the Wiseburn soon-to-be unified school district actually extends and takes in a part of the city of El Segundo. So it would be that portion would become a K-12. But Wiseburn is technically an unincorporated area. If you were driving down Aviation right before you got to Rosecrans, the Wiseburn school board office is right there before you get to Rosecrans on the east side of the street.
That clarifies everything, knowing where that school district is. And I'm so glad you did that. Are there witnesses in support?
Dave Walrath, representing the Wiseburn School District. Yes, it's just south of LAX and has a number of Fortune 500 companies within the territory. And that was part of the tax issue that had been worked out to ensure that there would be fair taxation and the remaining elementaries would not have a tax increase that would occur. The Department of Finance, in a late analysis, has informed us of some concerns on how we calculate the blended revenue limit. We are committed as Wiseburn to resolving those concerns. We can't make the amendments because we're out of time to do that, but we have alternatives we have developed. We're in communication with the administration and the Department of Finance on those alternatives, which we believe can address the Department of Finance concerns without amending the bill.
So right now the bill will move forward without these amendments. But you're saying that the administration will support it because you're working out an agreement, so in the future you're going to amend it? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying we have created some alternatives that will address the Department of Finance concerns without needing to amend the bill. We are in communication with them. They have not committed to support, but there's a means of doing that through the State Board of Education, when they do the unification process, there's an option for the State Board to address the Department of Finance concerns at that time.
Bill, the bill's been moved by Senator Vargas. Senator Price.
So I'm familiar with the issue, and I was in the Assembly, State Assembly, and I know this has been a real contentious issue over the years, so it's gratifying to see that there's some resolution, meeting of the minds, and in fact, all parties have come together, and I'll second that motion. No, you make it, I'll second it. That's all.
We don't second motions here, but this is a wonderful kind of show of support. Other witnesses in support.
Melissa Flanagan, representing Sentinel Valley. And thank you to the author for all the work that's been happening. Thank you.
And you're okay? Okay. Are there any other witnesses in support? Are there witnesses in opposition? Any members of the committee wish to address the senator? Not hearing any. There's been a motion on the floor. There's been a second, even though we don't require seconds, but we're honored to have a second. Will the secretary please call the roll?
Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Renner? Hallquist?
Aye.
Hallquist, aye. Blakeslee?
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Huff? Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Smidian?
My friend, Mr. Wright, aye.
Smidian, aye. Vargas?
Absolutely aye.
Oh. Vargas, aye.
This is wonderful. This unit. How many that is? 8-0. That bill is out. This committee is adjourned.